Do you have lots and lots of time on your hands? Are you just sitting around most of the day wondering what to do with yourself? Day after day you have this problem. More time than you need. There you sit every morning. A leisurely breakfast, read the paper, putter around with this or that. Your job is such that it can be done in just a few hours, so it's off to the club for racquetball, a steam bath, or a sauna. Back to work just in time to sign a few letters, then off for home. A leisurely evening, trivial pursuit, Scrabble, take a quick look at the top news stories on TV, and off to bed for a calm, uninterrupted sleep. Is that your life? No! You say, you're not talking about me. Okay, let me ask you another question. Does that picture reflect the lifestyle of anyone you know? Probably not. And if it does remind you of some people, they are undoubtedly very few. No, most people these days are run ragged. Take my daughter. Now there's a busy lady. 2 kids, soccer practice and soccer games, piano lessons for the 10-year-old, choir practice, Bible study fellowship, Sunday school social, church, Sunday school, evening service, midweek prayer meeting, camping trip on Friday night and Saturday, aerobic classes, Navigator 2-7 Bible study groups 1 night a week, cook the meals, clean the house, wash the clothes, do the dishes, do the shopping, have the unsaved neighbors over for a backyard barbecue to get to know them, that one day hopefully lead them to Christ, and then begins the time-consuming process of following them up to help them get established in the faith. Now then, let me ask you again, is that more like it? Does that sound more like your days, your weeks, what your life is like? Do you enjoy that sort of lifestyle? Are the pressures of daily living about to drive you up the wall? Okay, what can you do about it? To begin with, you need to take seriously the Apostle Paul's admonition to the Ephesian elders, take heed to yourselves. Back up a couple steps and take a good hard look at yourself, your schedule, your lifestyle. There are 2 or 3 things you can do to make things better. Maybe you just need to get organized. Maybe there are plenty of hours in the day to do what you want to do. My wife is a tremendous challenge to me in this area. She has trained herself not to waste steps. She is efficient. So maybe that's where it all needs to begin. Get organized. Secondly, it may be that you need to take seriously the Apostle Paul's admonition to the Christians in Ephesus to redeem the time. Use your time for those things that are absolute musts. Buy back those hours you have given away to secondary or unproductive things. Sweep those things out of your life that don't do you any good or anyone else any good. Say goodbye, slam the door, put the bolt in place. And from that moment on, keep those things from regaining a foothold. Then, in addition to getting better organized, becoming more efficient, and getting rid of the worthless, destructive things, learn to provide a little cushion of time between events. Things seem to take longer than the time allotted. Okay, allot a little more time. Rather than giving 25 minutes to get to the airport, and then becoming frustrated in traffic, allow 35 minutes. Then, if there is no traffic, you have an extra 10 minutes for a cup of tea. And lastly, determine before God that by His grace, you will set aside some time each week for personal time in the Word and prayer. Quietly meditating on God's Word and spending time in prayer can do more to calm your shattered nerves and put you back on the right track than anything I know. Begin today. As the slogan says, try it. You'll like it.